AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The National Weather Service is confirming a tornado touched down briefly this morning in Houston. An apartment complex was damaged. Two people were hurt. Damage was also reported from a tornado in Irving, Texas. The threat of flooding remains in Texas and Oklahoma.
We have gotten record rainfall over the last several weeks. Here in Central Texas, overnight last night, hundreds of families were displaced by flooding.
Bristol Minkster is with the Red Cross Central Texas chapter. The Hays County Sheriff's Office issued a curfew today because of flooding as a public safety measure. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the Islamic State group's victory in Ramadi shows Iraqi forces don't have the will to fight. An Iraqi lawmaker says the comments are baseless and unrealistic. House Armed Services Committee Chair Mac Thornberry says Ramadi could have been saved.
Some of our military folks believe, however, if we'd had some advisors on the ground, we could have called in effective airstrikes that it would at least made the battle for Ramadi more competitive.
He was on ABC's This Week. Officials say a man who prompted the evacuation of a Washington State courthouse has been arrested without incident about a mile away from the building. The Snohomish County Sheriff's Office says the man was seen armed with a knife and a crowbar this morning inside the county courthouse in Everett, Washington. Ann Mira has died. Her son is Ben Stiller. Her husband is Jerry Stiller, who in 2004 told the AP about a Valentine's Day tradition the couple had.
Every year I send a dozen roses to Ann. And she sends me a dozen roses. It's corny maybe, but... how do you say it? How do you express it? I'm so lucky to have had her.
Jerry and Ann were married for 61 years. Ann Mira was 85. For the second time in his career, Juan Pablo Montoya has won the Indy 500. This is AP Radio News. Nine brains were found along a street in northern New York. Police are not suspicious.
Residents discovered the brains on a street near railroad tracks in Governor Village and notified police Wednesday. A local veterinarian determined one had been professionally removed and preserved in formaldehyde. The organs are believed to be either from dogs or sheep. No criminal activity is suspected. The brains are believed to have been part of a collection for educational or research purposes. I'm Julie Walker.
Oscar winner Susan Sarandon is in Nepal. Two earthquakes there last month killed more than 8,000 people.
It's important to assess how much damage has been made and whether or not after the monsoons to encourage tourists to come back, because that's so, so important for the people of Nepal to be able to support themselves.
The earthquakes raised fears tourists will be driven away from Nepal. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.